WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
I know this one.
This
good old Lito.
This is not a one-hit one.
I don't know who sings it.
Boss Gags.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. 804, Joe and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo, built Ford Tubbs Studio. 888-808-1019. Calls in just a second. I mentioned to you one song in the break, though, and you just educated me. I mentioned to you Precious and Few by Climax.
Yes.
I said, is that a one-hit wonder? And you say sort of not really because...
Well, the lead singer of Climax is a guy by the name of Buddy Geraci, and he also was the lead singer of the... I guess he was the guy... It was his group, The Outsiders, and the song Time Won't Let Me. So, I mean, I guess you could say... Because, you know, that it is a one-hit wonder by them.
By
I guess you could
one,
say
right.
that. But it's but he did... He was kind of... You know, so he was. It wasn't the first hit that he had. You know,
one for the road.
Yep. Got it.
Okay, very interesting.
Yep.
Not bad. Mike in Yonkers, what's up, Mike?
Mike,
kick us off.
My buddy Mike in Yonkers. Hi, Mike.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, Mike.
Fellas, about Brandy, that and Sweet Caroline, they're like two of the top karaoke songs that people.
Brandy, can I say this about Sweet Caroline, which is Neil Diamond? I hate that song, though. Like it has been so
overplayed.
Freaking overplayed. Yeah. I can't listen to it anymore.
I agree. Brandy is a popular karaoke song.
Is that true, Mike?
Yes. Huh. My son does karaoke. Yes, he's a big karaoke guy.
Oh, okay, good. That's the son I met at the podcast. That was just
yes. He's
song?
A talented musician. He's self-taught the piano and the guitar, and he's very good at both.
Wow, that's great. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So Joe, I want to ask and Jerry. Last night the Mets are winning 6-0, and they bring Diaz into the game. To me, that don't make. I mean, Mendoza's done great things,
but he needed to work though.
Hadn't pitched in a week.
He hasn't pitched in a while. You got to get him in a game. You know what I'm saying?
And the good thing too, Mike, I would say because I agree with you. If he's out there for 30 pitches, it's a disaster.
Right.
And you
he
can't
was quick.
It
was very
I think
quick.
It was 13 pitches.
Right.
You can use him tonight.
Because I always get nervous when his closers come in non-safe situations. You know,
different
you
energy.
Always get worried about it. But he was very efficient, and that's the reason he was out there, Mike.
And how great was the golf Sunday, Joe? Come on, that was great. Scheffler put the hammer down, didn't he?
Scheffler, look, he's the best golfer in the world right now.
And look,
Rahm choked too. I mean, you got to look at it from that aspect. I mean, Rahm was in control and he just blew it on the back nine.
Right? You think about when you see a 4-shot lead in professional golf, you think, my God, that this thing's over.
Yep.
Think about when we play. We blow 4 shots on one hole.
Oh, please.
Very easily. But
that evaporated very fast for Rahm.
One hell of a turnaround
on
that back nine to go to go 29 when Rahm putting up a 39 is pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see a CBS Sports Network now has up on the screen.
Seven
Arnold
winning.
Palmer,
the
Players' Championship, the Masters, the RBC, the Memorial. And not only that, the Travelers and then the Olympics. You know, you win the Memorial Jacks Tournament and the Arnold Palmer. That's pretty special in the same year.
No question about it.
I know, top of mind, I don't know how many guys have done that in the same year. I'm sure I would think Tiger probably did.
Well, I think if I'm not mistaken, isn't Scheffler the only guy to win the Masters and the Players in the same year?
He might be.
I think he might. I think he is.
I don't know. You might be right about that.
I'm not 100%, but I think he might be.
You could be right. Chris in Baldwin. What's up, Chris?
My other buddy. Hi, Chris.
Jerry, Joe B. What's
up, Chris? How are you, baby? We're loving that coffee, man. Let me tell you.
I love that you love it, Joe. I knew you would. It's you kind of messed up the name. It's J.B. Marshall Coffee.
J.B. Marshall. Did I mess up the name? I apologize. Yeah.
No, it's all good, Joe. Yeah, I wanted to, I love Mendoza putting Pete in the five hole because we have given, I think, Pete the benefit of doubt all year that he's going to get going, and I'm not sure he is.
We're still waiting. Still
waiting. And I think that we need Francisco Alvarez to get going. I think he's batting like 125.
Yeah, he hasn't hit.
All-star.
He got two hits yesterday, but he has not really hit. Well, at all. You're right. Yeah, he's only got 5 home runs. He had 20-something home runs last year. He's only got 5.
Yep, exactly. And before the All-Star break, when the Mets offense was red hot, I think the keys were the Franciscos. Him and Lindor were really the catalyst to getting this lineup hot.
Yeah.
So I would like to see more. I would like to see more out of Alvarez the rest of the year. And I spoke to Al before. I don't know. Al saw this tweet. Did you see this tweet Trey Wendell put out? The guy he used to work for ESPN.
I know. The Harrison Buckner thing, ripping Harrison Buckner for getting a big contract, right?
Well, ripping the fact that the Chiefs gave it to him.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Basically saying that it's, the better you are at your job, the more a team is willing to put up with. You think that was, out of all the players, you think that you know, should have been said about Harrison Bucker?
That's ridiculous. What did he put up with? Right.
You had Tyreek Hill got a massive extension. Deshaun Watson. I mean, you can go back to.
But Deshaun Watson, to me, the Deshaun Watson contract is the classic one. That this guy got this ridiculous contract with after what happened with him off the field is just, you got to be kidding me.
I mean, what he tweeted is correct in terms of they'll put up with anything if you can perform.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Sit here until next Thursday talking about guys that, you know, have gotten second, third, fourth chances that have done far worse than what Harrison Butker said.
Of course.
I agree. That was pretty great. It's actually a good time to kind of just segue into football then since he brought that up. I'll give you one. ABC, pick one.
Oh, I'm
thinking. I got multiple topics around the NFL. I want to get to you. All right, so let's go B. How about how far things have fallen in New England in terms of
what a shame.
Yeah, no, I know. I knew you'd love this. Did you see the Matthew Judon story with him walking out of practice last week?
Really?
Which I didn't.
He's one of their best players.
So he's unhappy by all accounts. What I'm reading, he wants a new contract. Another one of these guys that wants a new deal, and showed up to the facility last week. But really wasn't ready to play. And I guess got into it with Gerard Mayo, the new head coach, to where he basically leaves. He walks off the field.
Judon just walked away.
From what I read. But the one thing that was pretty clear in every article I saw is that very animated with Mayo. Think about the difference. Mm. Now, I know Belichick and Brady have gone at it. I know Belichick, I'm sure, and other guys have gone at it too. But at the end of the day.
By the way, Bill's doing pretty good these days, huh?
He's doing fine. Talk about afternoon delight.
Yeah, right.
Like, good Lord. And didn't I see, now you just took me off track.
I'm sorry, I had to throw that in there.
Did I not see that his girlfriend's mom runs a sex shop?
What? I didn't see that.
Al, can you please Google that
for
me?
Do we know that? This is his 20-something-year-old girlfriend.
Yes, I believe. Can you Google for me if Bill Belichick's new 20-something-year-old girlfriend, if his mom runs a sex shop, an adult toy shop? Or whatever the hell they're called. God. I don't even know.
That's funny.
I might have dreamt that, to be quite honest.
Oh, you might have dreamt it?
No. I'm pretty sure I saw this. It's one of those things that caught my eye. I could be wrong.
Yeah, you're correct, Jerry. Right here in the New York Post, Jordan Hudson has an open-minded parent who manages a sex shop in Provincetown, Massachusetts.
Wow.
Lee Hudson, 60 years old, is the business manager at Toys of Eros.
Toys of Eros. I like the way you said that, Al.
A store which sells lingerie.
The pronunciation was outstanding.
Sex toys, erotic books, and has a sex museum in there.
Really?
Wow. So you did not dream that up as much as you like, Jerry.
When's the road trip?
Well, isn't there a sex museum in Manhattan?
Is there?
Yes.
Yeah. There must be. Yeah, there's got to be something.
Are you aware there's also a sex theme park in Europe?
Where's that? Paris?
Yeah, we did that story on the podcast seven years ago.
Amsterdam?
Maybe. I don't know. But there is a sex museum in New York City, so you don't have to go on a road trip to Rhode Island or wherever. But think about that.
Massachusetts.
He just said her age. Her 60. Mom is 60, and Bill is 12 years older than her.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Quite different.
There's so many things we could go with here, but I'm refraining.
I don't blame. Is there a museum of the penis?
Was that you that said that?
Yeah, that was me from the podcast.
Oh, I see. Okay. That wasn't.
I didn't just
you didn't say that,
that
just now, did you? No, I didn't think so.
No, I did not.
Right.
Anyhow, how far things have fallen in New England that you've got things like this happening.
Right.
Again, I know Belichick had his issues with certain guys, but you got guys, you know, it's a young coach. They probably feel, I would think, that they're more one-on-one on a level even par with them. And it's just very strange. That was one that I saw that caught my eye. The Brandon Ayuk stuff continues to kind of progress towards a trade for sure. The last thing I read before I came in here this morning at 6 a.m. was that not that a deal is imminent, but the framework of a deal is in place for them to send Ayuk to either Cleveland or New England.
Really?
Now, New England, I don't know what their quarterback situation now is with the rookie.
Isn't Drake May going to play?
Supposedly he's had a terrible camp so far.
Oh, what a shame.
So he might not start as their starter.
Isn't that terrible? I know Eddie's with me, even though we're different fans of, we're both AFC East guys. Aren't you, isn't that terrible about the Patriots, Ed?
And he's not paying attention. He's going through, I think, Sex Museum drops right now.
That is correct.
Did you hear what I said, Ed?
Please repeat.
Aren't you? What I said was, even though we root for different teams, we're both AFC East guys.
Yes.
What a shame that New England has fallen like they have.
Yeah, and they should be down for 20 years.
They should be. Right.
They very well might be. You don't have the level of sustained success they had without some sort, you would think,
right,
of something paying for it on the back end.
When it ends, similar to the Packer dynasty, going way back to that, it's a clunk for a long time.
Well, that's what it is now. And, right, and they have to dig their way out, and you do feel like they're at the ground level by drafting the quarterback, changing coaches, and all things of that nature. And lastly, from the NFL, I thought this was very interesting. Mm-hmm. Just because it seems hard to believe. So Jim Harbaugh had his press conference yesterday their joint practice with the Rams. Okay, so you've got these new allegations. Maybe they're old, but they've resurfaced. The allegations of going on in Michigan. Yes, and he's named in it as well. So a reporter towards probably 3 or 4 minutes into his press conference yesterday asked him if he's got anything to say about it. And he's not only did he say, yes, I do. He's like, I got a lot to say, actually. And he basically went on this whole thing about don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. It's the way I was raised. And at the end of it, he ends it by saying, I apologize for nothing because I knew nothing and I did nothing wrong. Meantime, you got a guy on the sideline that had poster boards up. I find it, I'm not saying he did or didn't know. I don't know that. Mm. But what I am saying is knowing how coaches operate at a level like that, that have control over everything, that he was completely unaware of it, I find hard to believe.
Yeah, probably not.
And that's part of, I think, the Netflix trailer that you talked about. I saw on the sheet that's coming out. You got the thing with Hope Solo that's coming out. I think, I could be wrong, and there was something else that I don't remember that's going to be
Hope Solo,
well.
Sokka?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The goalie?
She had
issues too. Didn't she have some issues, Hope Solo?
DWI with her kids in the car.
Right, okay.
That is correct. I think that's what this is. The trailer is very vague, but I'm assuming that's what they're alluding to. And you also had, I think, the guy from this as well as in it. And you know what the other one was? The death of Steve McNair.
Oh, my God.
Which is just tragic.
Let me tell you something. I'm obviously a Jet fan. One of my all-time favorite players that is not on my team is Steve McNair. He was one of the toughest quarterbacks that ever played. You talk about it. When I think of smash-mouth football, I think of the Titans with McNair and Eddie George. I mean, they were tough as nails. He was a tremendous quarterback. And what happened, you know, look, he got involved in something and, you know.
You brought up Eddie George real quick.
Eddie George was tremendous, too.
So Eddie George was a fabulous player on the Tennessee Titans.
Yep.
Where did he finish his career, Joe?
Dallas.
The Cowboys. Yes. Where he was run down, and rightly
not
so,
the same
he carried
anymore.
The ball 6,000 times.
No doubt, and he wasn't exactly running away from contact.
So Boomer and Carton back in the day, maybe you'll remember this, Eddie, maybe you won't. Eddie George in studio. Now, I have no idea that Eddie George is going to be in studio on this one specific day.
Okay.
The day prior, Craig decides to ask me my thoughts of Eddie George as a Cowboy. Now, I don't think he knew what I was going to say other than the fact that I probably spoke about him in that light, that I thought he was a great Titan, but he was terrible with the Cowboys. It was basically hand the ball off 2.5 yards, 2.5 yards, 2.5 yards, punt. That's what he was at that stage of his career. Well, they, of course, had the guys tape me. When Eddie George is in studio, they call me in.
Oh, my God.
To then play the clips of me killing Eddie George.
Oh, my God. With Eddie sitting right there.
Right there.
How did he handle it?
Not well.
Really?
He looked like he wanted to murder me.
Really?
Oh, my God. The glare I'm like, you're misunderstanding. You were a great running back, but with the Cowboys.
Not with Dallas.
And then he's looking, what did you do? I think, who are you?
Right.
Yeah, it was a little awkward.
Yeah.
A little awkward. Well, they set me up beautifully on that one.
Yeah.
That was rough. That was, I don't want to say nervous, but I will tell you, I was a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. I believe
he's coaching now.
Is that what
he really?
I think
in the NFL or college or?
East Tennessee or something.
Okay.
Is that what he is?
East Tennessee State.
Great running back with the Titans.
It was good. That team was at the end with
the Cowboys.
Right.
Holy cow.
But McNair, the whole story with McNair, if you haven't seen it, there's the Football Life with Steve McNair that they do so well on the NFL Network.
Yeah.
And they go into the whole thing, and it's just, what a tragedy.
Yeah, this looks like it's going to be pretty detailed as well.
Yeah.
So,
interesting.
And Am I wrong? You saw that trailer. I saw you put on the show sheet. Dave Portnoy is in it, correct?
Oh, really? From, from Barstool?
Yeah, but the trailer was for The Untold is the series, and there's three episodes. One is McNair. Right. Portnoy's in the one for, I think, the Michigan
thing.
Yeah.
And then they got the Hope Solo one at the end. Right. It's the third one.
And what's this on? Where is this?
This is on what? I don't even know.
Netflix.
Okay.
So there you go. One before the break. Ted in Connecticut. What's up, Ted?
Ted, how are you?
Good, guys. Hey, listen, Joe, Peter Cetera left Chicago decades ago.
Okay. I didn't realize that. So who's with the band? Are you familiar who's with the band now? Anybody left from the originals?
Yes. Yes, there are three original members of the band, including one you mentioned, Robert Lamb on keyboard.
Walter Parizader still in?
Walter's health is such that he is not with them anymore on tour.
Right.
But James Pankow, trombone player, and they have a trumpet player named Lee Launane, who is still with them. And their big lead singer now is a guy named Neil Donnell from Canada, who is pretty darn good. But these guys still crank really well for guys who are in their mid-70s.
It's amazing. It's amazing how these guys keep themselves in shape.
I didn't realize that about Cetera.
The fact that people want to still see. Like, that's part of it.
We have time for a quick Chicago story?
Yeah, Peter? Yeah.
What's that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got Peter coming.
So I saw Chicago, 1972, Madison Square Garden.
1972, you said?
1972.
Okay.
When they were intact. Everybody was there, Kath, Lamb, Cetera, everybody, right, at the Garden. So we're there, pumped up for this, right? The opening act comes out, okay? I don't know if you notice or not. The opening act comes out, and this guy comes out. We never heard of who this guy was, and we basically, not just me, but the entire crowd, basically boos him off the stage, okay? It turns out that this was the only opening act this guy ever did, okay? Bruce Springsteen.
You're kidding.
I swear to God.
And he nobody
knew who he was. You know, this is before Born to Run or any of that. When he really hit it with Born to Run. Nobody knew who he was. And we're on to see Chicago. I don't want to see this guy. Who is this guy? Get him out. You know, we were all like
at that time.
And he never did it. That's the only opening act he ever did for anybody.
Was it not customary to have opening acts prior to that?
It was, but I mean,
you just didn't want to hear from him.
Well, most opening acts, the only opening act that I went to a concert that I was really good, 1974, okay? It was the old Market Square Arena when I was going to college in Indiana, and I believe that was the opening year of the old Market Square. They've had like three different arenas since then, but 1974, I went to see me and my good buddy, and I wonder what he's doing now, Mark Cohen. I haven't seen him since college, right? Kid from Connecticut. We went to see Stevie Wonder at Market Square. Packed place. Tremendous. Stevie was great. The opening act was Chaka Khan and Rufus. Phenomenal. I mean, that's probably the only opening act that I ever remember that actually you paid attention to the opening act. It was great.
40 years ago?
Yeah.
1974. No, 50 years. What am I talking about? I was born in
1974, 50, bro.
50 years ago.
Yep.
Shaka Khan. All right, we'll come right back. We got Peter Schwartz coming up. We got your calls, 888-808-1019. At the end of the hour, I'll explain what I've been talking about with Al. Also, a new little thing we're going to debut with Joe, about Joe, which will be kind of cool coming up later in the hour as well. A lot more to do right here on The Fan and CBS Sports Network.
It's The Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Bill Ford, Tough Studio. Nice to have you with us. Boomer and Geo program. The guys will be back on Monday. Joe and Jerry with you until 10 o'clock. Joe not here to break down the Doors this moment.
Here he comes. He's coming.
No, I know. The problem is he won't hear it by the time the headset's on. There we go. And, my favorite Doors song, L.A. Woman.
Yeah, I like that.
L.A. Woman. That is the Doors rocking right here.
I like the other side.
Peace Frog. The problem with this song, they play it like on the music stations, okay, even on Sirius. They don't play Blue Sunday right after it. Because it's the combination of Peace Frog, Blue Sunday from Morrison Hotel. Tremendous. Tremendous.
It's like not playing We Will Rock You before We Are the Champions. You have to have the two of them
that
together.
Would be, that's right. For Queen. That's right. Yes. I mean, the two songs have got to be, they're one. You got to play both of them, you know? Anyway.
Thank you for that. I think so. Peter Schwartz, what is going on, my man?
Here is what is going on, Jerry. We're brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door, and also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. A quick trip to St. Louis for the Mets, and they made the most...
every hour.
And it was good. It was a good trip.
No, I think I did it in different variations.
I don't think so.
I think so. I have to go back and look.
I think you said a quick trip to St. Louis each hour.
Next hour was the same as 6:20, which I said we begin in St. Louis and a terrific start from Sean Manaea.
That was at
6:20.
Yeah, I think.
And then I said, I think I said we begin with a quick something
trip to St. Louis.
I think I changed the words around a little bit. Now I got to go back and look. Thinking about it.
Don't matter.
At least I didn't play cuts out of order this time.
That's true. Not yet. You still have time.
Not yet. It's still 2 hours to go. It was a quick trip to St. Louis for the Mets, and they made the most of it.
3-2 on Donovan. The pitch. Fly ball in the air, left center field. Bader sprinting over to left center field. He's there. He makes the catch, and the ball game is over. The Mets pop in for a pit stop win in St. Louis and blank the Redbirds 6-0.
That was Keith Radd on WCBS 880. Sean Manaea, 7 strong innings, gave up 6 hits, struck out 10, did not walk a batter. Tyrone Taylor with a 3-run double.
Biggest hit of the game.
It was. In the Mets' 5-run fifth inning, and he said Manaea was great.
Unreal. It's so cool to watch him go after hitters. He got a lot of whiffs today, and it was fun. He was nasty.
Jeff McNeil with his 10th home run. The Mets a game and a half back of the Padres for the third and final National League wildcard spot.
Between now and August 30th, when the Mets play the White Sox, how many wins do the White Sox have?
How many games?
How many games will they win between now and then? Or how many games will they
win? We know the losing streak is what it is. I'm sure you might get to that at some point, too. But starting today to August 30th, how many wins will the White Sox have in that time period? Because if you said one, it wouldn't be crazy.
Can we get a schedule out?
Does it matter? They just lost to the A's.
Well, that's true.
I mean, however number of wins they have, I just hope none of them are against the Yankees.
Or the Mets.
Fair.
Yeah. No, what he's saying before they play.
No,
the
I understand that. I get it.
We just
might not be many since they haven't won in
three or
four.
You know what? I think they're going to break the record of the Phillies' record from 61,
and then win a couple games.
Yeah, I think they'll be like, I'll give them 3.
That'd be pretty good. That'd be a good preference.
They'd be happy. They'd be doing a parade for that.
Might be right.
That's got to be tough for the guys on that team, man. Who's the manager of that team? I don't even know.
Grafal, who I saw Ozzie Guillen basically talking about how. I wasn't this bad.
Won a World Series.
I know, but he wanted the job. He interviewed again when Pedro Grafal interviewed, and they picked Grafal. And now Ozzie does the post-game, pre- and post-game stuff on their TV
network.
Oh,
is that right?
Yes. Uh-uh. So he's the one, maybe a month ago, 2 months ago, he was talking about he'd rather back his ass up into a cactus than watch the White Sox.
Is that what he said?
That's how bad they are. And they've continued to lose.
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad, yeah.
Mets and Rockies tonight in Denver. Luis Severino on the Hill. Coverage on WCBS 880 is at 8 o'clock. First pitch at 8:40. Yankees were off last night. They opened a series with the Angels tonight in the Bronx. Juan Soto and the Bombers have won 3 straight series.
We all trust each other, and we're going out there to win a series. We don't worry about anything that happens in the past. We worry about today, and we're moving forward.
All right, if you're a team like the Angels, you're going nowhere fast. Are we going to see them walking Aaron Judge all week?
I mean, it's follow the leader now in sports. I would think they're going nowhere. But to Jerry's point, and it's a good one, but if you're a pitcher on the Angels, you're trying to make a name for yourself.
I agree.
You don't want to walk out. You want to try and go after him. I don't think a pitcher would be embarrassed to give up a home run, but he's got to follow directions from the manager.
Right. Well, for sure. But I'm with you. I would think the competitive spirit in me would want to face him.
Jake Diekman.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's the highlight of my year so far.
Well, I remember being on the air the next morning, and I said, you know, if he ever gets another out at all.
Well, he's gone. They got rid of the guy.
I remember saying on the radio the next morning, if he never got another out as a Mets pitcher, he gave Mets fans a moment they'll never forget.
It's almost like Dave Malicki in a lot of ways. You know? It's something you'll never forget, you know, even though they didn't do much else.
Right. Yankees and Orioles begin play tonight, tied for first place in the American League East. The Orioles face the Blue Jays tonight in Toronto. Again, Yankees, Angels. Luis Gil will be on the mound. Coverage here on The Fan at 6:25. After missing 8 games to be with his ailing 3-year-old son, Freddie Freeman returned to the Dodgers lineup last night. The Dodgers beat the Phillies 5-3, Freeman getting a huge ovation.
It's incredible the love and support that that Chelsea and I have received over this last 8-9 days, and it's hard to put into words. I'm just happy we were able to get a win on this day.
Freeman, courtesy of MLB Network, he went 1-for-4 in the game. Also from baseball last night, as we talked about before, the White Sox lost their 21st straight game, falling to the A's 5-1, and that ties the American League record, matching the 88 Orioles.
Is that Jesus Sanchez? Did you see this home run? It's on MLB Network on TV. 480 feet through the tunnel of the upper deck.
Wow.
480. Damn.
Yeah, longest in the majors this season.
Longer than any of Judge's
home runs.
It's a Dela Cruz hit a long one last night.
Not like that.
I don't know what they clocked that one at. Here.
But it wasn't 480, I can tell you that.
He had 4 extra base hits in that game last night for the Rays.
He's a good player.
He throws the ball across the diamond over 100 miles an hour.
Does he? No, he's tremendous. He's a tremendous player.
Crazy.
Football. Some fisticuffs at Giants combined practice with the Lions yesterday. Giants and Lions will play. There's a home run. Let's see if they... Tell you how long
it's a nice home
is.
Run. That's not the Sanchez
it's not 480.
One, that's a long home run. Right. It ain't 480.
No.
Or 450. Pretty good, too.
Is Mickey Mantle's home run in Washington still the longest? 560-something feet?
560. Yeah. Was it really 560?
I don't know. I'm throwing it out.
I find
that
very hard to believe. I just do.
I think it was the Triple Crown year, 56.
Mickey hit one at the old stadium that hit the top of the facade.
I saw that.
Went a couple of inches higher.
That was 1963 against the then Kansas City Royals. And you're right, he hit it left-handed off the top of the facade at the old stadium.
Kansas City A's.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what I meant to
and
say. Kansas City A's.
I could be wrong about this, too. Didn't Josh Hamilton come close to that in the home run derby?
Oh, maybe.
Close.
Before they closed the stadium last year?
Maybe.
Remember he had that unbelievable, he exhausted himself, but that first round was one of the, what a spectacle.
But that wouldn't have been to the upper deck. That would have been to the above the bleachers when they put the facade. Are you talking about it? Because remember in the old stadium, the facade was on the top of the upper deck like it is now.
Yeah, okay.
Nobody's ever hit one completely out of the stadium.
No. So. The judge is going to come close.
Maybe. I'll tell you. You could see him hitting one over the bleachers in left center.
Oh, yeah.
That's where
he's hit. Hasn't he hit one off the back wall? I kind of remember a few years ago. I think he hit one off the back wall.
He don't hit too many
like
sheep
where the mural,
runs.
Like where like the George Steinbrenner, the
right.
boss
yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
thing is back there. I think he hit one
and
off the back wall.
Not many of his home runs are little pop fly stories.
No.
He
no.
gets them, but
no.
not many of them. He gets all of them a lot.
Daniel Jones would like to play on Thursday night when the Giants take on the Lions at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, I'd like to play. I think it's, you know, at the end of the day, that's a coach's decision, and I'll do whatever Dave thinks.
It's a tough decision for coaches. You want to get some guys work, but I always like to lean on, especially a guy coming off an injury. I don't know if you want to see him on the field.
No, after he jumped into the fight, too.
He's a different situation because of the injury, but I like what Aaron Rodgers said last week. Like, it used to be a pretty normal formula. A series in the first game, a quarter in the second game, play a half in the third game, sit the fourth game, and now we're ready to play.
Yeah. That's how it was, yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, can you think of injuries happen? I'm not saying they don't, but can you think off the top of your head how many quarterbacks got injured in the preseason? Like, devastated. Again, I'm sure it's happened, but what year was that?
1971. Trying to make a tackle against the Detroit
Chad
Lions.
Chad Pennington against the Giants.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
2003.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Yep.
All right. So there's a couple, and that's just
and Sanchez.
New York.
And Sanchez got hurt also against the Giants.
Stupid Rex Ryan kept
him in the freaking game.
He did. That's true. Okay.
That's how Geno became the quarterback. Too.
Yeah.
Because Sanchez was going to start again.
Yeah.
Joe and Pete's still. What's up, Joe? How are you?
Good. Listen, this is a true story. My brother, may rest in peace, would have been 78. My dad was at the game when Mantle hit the facade.
Wow.
So my brother said to my dad, I got to go to the bathroom. So my father said, just wait until Mantle gets up. My brother says, no, I got to go. My father starts to take him up the ramp to go to the bathroom. My father hears a click. He turns around. He sees the ball coming down from the facade. looks at my brother and slaps him in the face.
Are you serious?
Different times.
That's pretty funny. That's an all-time home run, man.
I went to a Yankee game, the game that Cecil Fielder on the Tigers hit the 50th home run.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
The last game of the season.
Didn't he hit two in that game?
He hit two. It was 50-51.
Right.
I think Steve Atkins was the Yankees pitcher in that game. Remember Steve Atkins when they called him up?
Absolutely not.
He's like one of these like guys that never made it. Right. Oh, he's a big pitcher. Right. Right. So I'm with a friend of mine in the game, and he's like, I got to go get something to eat. I'm like, Fielder's coming up.
Right.
He goes, there's nobody here. The line won't be that
long.
That's
when 50 home runs is a big deal, too.
Right, right. So he goes to the get some food, and for whatever reason, it took him forever. He missed Cecil Fielder's 50th home run. So,
Joe, to your point, when Darryl hit 39 with the Mets,
yes,
we thought we were watching Babe Ruth.
Couple times.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, that was, damn, 39 home runs. Now it's like, all right, 39
home runs. My all-time favorite Darryl home run has to be the one off the clock.
Montreal?
Not the one off the roof in Montreal. No, this was in St. Louis, 1985, against Ken Daly. The final, the Mets were three games behind the Cardinals going into the series. They had to sweep the series to tie him. You know, and back then, if you didn't win your division, you weren't going to the playoffs.
Right. Yep.
You know, they won 98 games that year, too, the Mets. They won the first two games. The first game they won 1-0. Ron Darling pitched the game, and it was nothing going to the top of the ninth, and he hit one off the clock in the old Busch Stadium in St. Louis off Ken Daly. To me, they won 1-0. They won game two, but they lost game three, and of course the Cardinals went on and won the pennant and all that, won the division, won the pennant. And that's my favorite one. You're right. The one in Montreal, 1988, opening day off the roof was great. Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking Shea off the scoreboard.
And which one?
Off the scoreboard.
Which one? In the World Series?
Which one?
Well, Game 7?
That was the one that you knew they were winning the World Series at that point.
How about the one he hit off Nolan Ryan in the playoff? This is another one. The playoff game against Houston, Game 5. Mm-hmm. It was Ryan against Doc.
And the one down the line?
It was a bullet off the auxiliary scoreboard in right field.
Yeah.
And they weren't touching Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And they won that game in extra innings, 2-1. Yeah, those are my favorite Darryl home runs.
39 home runs.
Yeah.
What a season.
Big deal.
Now, basically. All right, Peter,
biggest mistake the Mets ever made next to Seaver was not signing a Darryl in 1990.
Understood. We will see you next hour.
I'll try to be here.
All right, we'll take a break. Well, you're not going anywhere. When we come back, what does Joe think? What does Joe think? That's what we're going to call this thing. We'll go just run around a couple of things for him. And the secret to Al's longevity, I promise that's coming up next. And more of you.
How old is Al now?
He's 54.
No. But in his projection.
I'm guaranteeing 112.
Okay.
He has aged 20 years since you started this.
Right.
No, it hasn't. What are you talking about?
He's been waiting so long.
The show's not over. I didn't say a next segment or we're going to get to it. I promise. Coming up next. Relax. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. 888-808-1019, the number on the fan. And CBS Sports Network.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
I think you just stumped Joe.
I don't know if I know this one.
Okay. Oh, you know it.
Who is this again?
Sweet.
Sweet. Okay. I do know the song, but I'm, not that familiar with it.
I still want to hear the Illa Gilla. What was that song you said before?
Itchy Kupark.
Oh, Itchy Kupark, by Small Faces.
Still know that one at all. Perhaps Al can find that for us at some point. Just real quick, because coming up, if you'll indulge me just for a moment before we get to...
indulge.
What does Joe B think? August 19th, I am hosting a charity golf tournament at Bella Vista Country Club in Marlboro.
Okay.
For a friend of mine, Scott Goldsberry, who was diagnosed with ALS a couple of months ago. Very difficult
disease,
as you know. It is a Monday. It was great. We sold out all the foursomes. There are spots for dinner available if you're interested. Also, we still looking for sponsors if possible. Be great support needed. If you're interested, if you could email me and I'll give you all the information and the flyer for the event. It's recosportsllc@gmail.com, recosportsllc@gmail.com. But it's a very tough situation, as you can imagine. But we'll have, I think, a great day and try and raise as much money as we can. So recosportsllc@gmail.com if you are so inclined. All right. So from time to time, I love doing this. It's a different way of checking out the headlines. And sometimes I will go around the room and say, you know, true or false headline. Not in this case. In this case, we're going to do something a little different because you are here, Joe. So I'd like to play the little open, and then we'll get to our piece. Hit it, Eddie.
Time now for What Does Joe B Think?
Oh, yeah. I just want to get wasted.
What garbage? It's garbage. Garbage.
This is the most asinine, ridiculous idea I've ever seen.
We shall see. So here's what we're going to do. I have grabbed for you 8 headlines, and one we'll get to Al's thing with the headline and then the story.
Right.
And I just want to, just your initial reaction to this headline. These are real headlines in the paper within the last 4 days. Okay.
Go. Okay.
Here we go. Headline number 1, Joe's reaction. Hurricane Debbie blows $1 million worth of cocaine onto a Florida beach.
Now, is this really happened? You're telling me, right?
Oh, these are all true headlines right out of the New York Post, yeah.
$1 million worth of cocaine on a Florida beach?
Correct, yeah.
Wow. You sure that wasn't the cocaine they found in the White House that got swept under the rug?
I saw that, too. The Secret Service.
I had to say that. Yeah, right.
Okay, exactly. Here we go. Number 2.
Go ahead. I tell you,
some of these are...
Boy, somebody could have had a field day with that on a beach.
Let me just say this. Some of these headlines are funny.
Okay.
Some of these headlines are serious. Some of them are not funny at all.
Right.
Okay. Headline number 2 is not funny at all, but I'm just curious your reaction. Texas husband who chopped off newlywed's wife's head gets 40-year prison sentence.
Only 40 years?
I thought you would get life for that.
For chopping your wife's head off?
And I also thought in Texas, do they have the death penalty in Texas? Oh. I'm surprised it wasn't more severe than that.
Oh, 40 years.
How brutal is that for chopping your wife's head off? All right, here we go. Headline number 3. What does Joe B think? MTA worker slices his own hand, lied about being slashed on the subway in bid to get the summer off.
Oh, my God. Come on. That's terrible. So he slices his own hand, right?
Yes.
He did this on purpose, slices his hand?
That's what the headline says.
And then said somebody attacked him on a subway so he could get the summer off?
Yes.
That's insanity. Well, you know, doing anything like to yourself physically to try to harm yourself, I just can't relate to that at all.
It's innovative, though.
It's very innovative.
It's different. Yeah. It is different.
Yeah.
All right, headline number 4, what does Joe B think? New York City landlord kept old toilet and lobby as rat and mite infested buildings leave tenants itching to get out and refusing to pay rent.
She left the old toilet in the lobby, right?
Yes.
What was this, just to stick it to the tenants?
To make them want to leave.
That'll make you want to leave.
Yes, it would.
Did she keep the rats around, too?
Let me ask you, did she leave any
evidence in the toilet as well?
I have no idea. God, is that disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Headline number 5. French pole vaulter Anthony Ammirati gets $250,000 offer from adult website after his Olympic bulge mishap.
Only $250,000?
I thought the same thing.
$250,000? I mean, come on. I mean, at least give the guy a million, right?
I thought the offer would have been more, too. I don't know about a million, but I thought a little bit more as well. All right, headline number 6. Don't clip this, Eddie. I was with my hubby for 12 years, and we have 3 kids. Now he's dating my stepmom.
Wow. Really? Now, that's not, you know, you can't do that.
Uh-huh.
Now, you just can't do stuff like that. I mean, there's plenty of women around. You can't be dating your stepmother or her stepmother, whatever.
Stepmom of the person you have 3 kids with.
Right, you just can't be doing that.
Holy God.
That's bad. That's
headline
terrible.
Number 7. What does Joe B think? Be careful here the way I'm saying it, obviously, but you'll understand what I'm saying. Public act of pleasuring.
Mm-hmm.
Take it however you want.
By yourself.
Soars just whatever.
By yourself.
Soars in New York City with sickos exposing themselves up 51%.
Oh, God. I'm not surprised. No, I'm not. I mean, why would that shock me? It's disgusting, but I'm not surprised by it.
Right? It's just brutal.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's an awful scene. And then the last headline. Now we get to Al. New York's oldest person turns 112, and shares her secret to longevity. What do you think that secret is, Joe?
Now,
Al's 54. I'll say that, which is why I'm telling you he's not halfway to his demise.
Here's what I will say.
Mm-hmm.
She probably has like a glass of wine every day.
No. She claims, and it's all, subjective to the person.
Yep.
She has had a stressless, happy life because she has remained smoke-free. Al does not smoke.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That she is booze-free now. Al drinks rarely, if at all.
Okay.
Most importantly, she is free of a spouse.
Okay. For how long? Forever?
Quote, when you are married, you have a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm. So she's never been married.
I never got married. No stress. No trouble.
And women live longer than men.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's true. Maybe, but this sounds like Al.
Yeah.
Everything.
So, Al, you don't drink at all.
Very rarely. I have some beers.
You do have a beer.
On the weekend.
I haven't had a drink in 12 years, by the way.
Here's where how I'm not going to live.
Go ahead.
It's the stress. I went out and got a dog, which has just caused my stress, Jerry. It's going to cut my ears right down.
But no disrespect meant. Whimsy's lifespan is not going to be 30 years.
Good point.
Right.
And I know you've got a countdown clock in your condo.
So you got this. So wait a minute, Al. So you got this dog.
Yeah.
Okay. And now you have regrets that you.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, dogs are a pain in the neck. Yeah. I don't have a yard.
Well, that's why we have cats.
Yeah, I should have got a cat.
I agree with that.
Although the cats are waking you up just as much as the dog.
Yeah, but it's not the same. I mean, dogs, you got a lot of work you got to do with dogs. Yeah.
Think about Al, who doesn't want to be bothered, and I understand that. That's part of why he didn't get married. He went out and got a dog while living in a condo and lives down across the street from the beach so that in January when it's 23 degrees and blowing 40 miles an hour, he has to get up at 2 a.m. to walk the dog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds fabulous.
That's definitely cutting years.
That's a good time.
Cutting years off my life.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Yeah, I suppose, but I still think you've got the secret to 112.
Yeah, how old is the dog now?
Eight.
Okay.
And it's a greyhound. Eddie.
Right.
But Al finds stress and anger in places that you wouldn't think.
Yeah, I look for it.
Yeah, and he gets annoyed and he gets himself all worked up. That's stress.
Best diet I've ever seen.
He does eat very, very well.
And I think you're right with the stress level, but I think on weekends it goes down. And I think his diet and he's active. I mean, he walks a ton.
Here's another thing, too. And no disrespect to the kids, but he's got no kids.
Right. He's got no kids, no family.
So, you probably got to,
I know that sounded terrible. I don't mean it that way.
Got no kids, no family, no friends.
You probably got a lot of money stashed. Your money is stashed away because you're not paying, you don't have any kids because a lot of that money goes there, as we know. And even when they get older, it's still going there. Okay. So,
A little stress over the last 24 hours with the stock market.
Stock market.
You would never get married, right? Never.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe he's 54 at this point.
No,
I think if you're going to have kids, that makes sense.
But I mean, do you worry about being older and just being alone? You worry about that?
No, because people bring that up. Married couples don't die the same day. So someone's going to be alone.
That's true.
Someone's dying alone.
Well, I told my wife, I got to go before her. That's for sure.
Otherwise, then you were married, and you died alone anyway.
Yeah.
That is true. Although your years alone could be more than most, but that is true.
She'll do a lot better without me than I'll do without her, I can tell you that.
Wow. Anyhow, this has been an edition of What Does Joe B Think? All right, when we come back, we'll reset the program. More of you, I promise, with the calls. I got a couple good ones on the board for Joe. 888-808-1019. It is Joe and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
I think you just stumped Joe.
I don't know if I noticed one.
Okay. You know it.
Who is this again?
Sweet.
Okay. I do know the song, but I'm, not that familiar with
it. I still want to hear the Illa Gilla. What was that song you said before?
Itchy Kupark.
Itchy Kupark, by Small Faces.
Don't know that one at all. Perhaps Al can find that for us at some point. Just real quick, because coming up, if you'll indulge me just for a moment before we get to
indulge,
what does Joe B think? August 19th, I am hosting a charity golf tournament at Bella Vista Country Club in Marlboro.
Okay.
For a friend of mine, Scott Goldsberry, who was diagnosed with ALS a couple of months ago. Very difficult
disease, Monday?
As you know. It is a Monday. It was great. We sold out all the foursomes. There are spots for dinner available if you're interested. Also, we still looking for sponsors if possible. Be great support needed. If you're interested, if you could email me and I'll give you all the information and the flyer for the event. It's RecoSportsLLC@gmail.com, RecoSportsLLC@gmail.com. But it's a very tough situation, as you can imagine, but we'll have, I think, a great day and try and raise as much money as we can. So RecoSportsLLC@gmail.com if you are so inclined. All right, so from time to time, I love doing this. It's a different way of checking out the headlines. And sometimes I will go around the room and say, you know, true or false headline. Not in this case. In this case, we're going to do something a little different because you are here, Joe. So I'd like to play the little open, and then we'll get to our piece. Hit it, Eddie.
Time now for What Does Joe B Think?
Oh, yeah. I just want to get wasted. What garbage? It's garbage. Garbage.
This is the most asinine, ridiculous idea I've ever seen.
Well, maybe. We shall see. So here's what we're going to do.
I have
grabbed for you 8 headlines, and one we'll get to Al's thing with the headline and then the story.
Right.
And I just want to, just your initial reaction to this headline. These are real headlines in the paper within the last 4 days. Okay.
Go. Okay.
Here we go. Headline number one, Joe's reaction. Hurricane Debbie blows $1 million worth of cocaine onto a Florida beach.
Now, is this really happened? You're telling me, right?
Oh, these are all true headlines right out of the New York Post, yeah.
$1 million worth of cocaine on a Florida beach?
Correct, yeah.
Wow. You sure that wasn't the cocaine they found in the White House that got swept under the rug?
I saw that, too. the Secret Service
story. I had to
story.
Say that. Yeah, right. Right.
Okay, exactly. Here we go. Number two.
Go ahead. I tell you,
some of these are.
Boy, somebody could have had a field day with that on a beach.
Let me just say this. Some of these headlines are funny.
Okay.
Some of these headlines are serious. Some of them are not funny at all.
Right.
Okay. Headline number two is not funny at all, but I'm just curious your reaction. Texas husband who chopped off newlywed's wife's head gets 40-year prison sentence.
Only 40 years?
I thought you would get life for that.
For chopping your wife's head off?
And I also thought in Texas, do they have the death penalty in Texas? Oh. I'm surprised it wasn't more severe than that.
Oh, 40 years.
How brutal is that for chopping your wife's head off? All right, here we go. Headline number three. What does Joe B think? MTA worker slices his own hand, lied about being slashed on the subway in bid to get the summer off.
Oh, my God. Come on. That's terrible. So he slices his own hand, right?
Yes.
He did this on purpose, slices his hand?
That's what the headline says.
And then said somebody attacked him on a subway so he could get the summer off?
Yes.
That's insanity. Well, you know, doing anything like to yourself physically to try to harm yourself, I just can't relate to that at all.
It's innovative, though.
It's very innovative.
It's different. Yeah. It is different.
Yeah.
All right, headline number four, what does Joe B think? New York City landlord kept old toilet and lobby as rat and mite infested buildings leave tenants itching to get out and refusing to pay rent.
She left the old toilet in the lobby, right?
Yes.
What was this, just to stick it to the tenants?
To make them want to leave.
That'll make you want to leave.
Yes, it
did.
Would.
She keep the rats around, too?
It said did rat she,
let me
and
ask
mite
you what, did she leave
buildings.
Any evidence in the toilet as well?
I have no idea. God, is that disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Headline number five. French pole vaulter Anthony Ammirati gets $250,000 offer from adult website after his Olympic bulge mishap.
Only $250,000?
I thought the same thing.
$250,000? I mean, come on. I mean, at least give the guy $1 million, right?
I thought the offer would have been more, too. I don't know about $1 million, but I thought a little bit more as well. All right, headline number six. Don't clip this, Eddie. I was with my hubby for 12 years, and we have 3 kids. Now he's dating my stepmom.
Wow. Really? Now, that's not, you know, you can't do that.
Uh-huh.
Now, you just can't do stuff like that. I mean, there's plenty of women around. You can't be dating your stepmother or her stepmother, whatever.
The stepmom of the person you have 3 kids with.
Right, you just can't be doing that.
Holy God.
That's bad. That's
headline
terrible.
Number seven. What does Joe B think? Be careful here the way I'm saying it, obviously, but you'll understand what I'm saying. public act of pleasuring.
Mm-hmm.
Take it however you want.
By yourself.
Soars, just whatever.
By yourself.
Soars in New York City with sickos exposing themselves up 51%.
Oh, God. I'm not surprised. No, I'm not. I mean, why would that shock me? It's disgusting, but I'm not surprised by it.
Right? It's just brutal.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's an awful scene. And then the last headline. Now we get to Al. New York's oldest person turns 112 and shares her secret to longevity. What do you think that secret is, Joe?
Now,
Al's 54. I'll say that, which is why I'm telling you he's not halfway to his demise.
Here's what I will say.
Mm-hmm.
She probably has like a glass of wine every day.
No. She claims, and it's all, subjective to the person.
Yep.
She has had a stressless, happy life. Because she has remained smoke-free. Al does not smoke.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That she is booze-free now. Al drinks rarely, if at all.
Okay.
Most importantly, she is free of a spouse.
Okay. For how long? Forever?
Quote, when you are married, you have a lot of trouble.
So she's never been married.
I never got married. No stress, no trouble.
And women live longer than men.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's true. Maybe, but this sounds like Al.
Yeah.
Everything.
So Al, you don't drink at all.
I have some beers.
You do have a beer.
On the weekend.
I haven't had a drink in 12 years, by the way.
Here's how I'm not going to live this, the stress. I went out and got a dog, which has just caused my stress, Jerry. It's going to cut my ears right down.
But no disrespect meant. Whimsy's lifespan is not going to be 30 years.
Good point.
Right.
And I know you've got a countdown clock in your condo.
So you got this. So wait a minute, Al. So you got this dog.
Yeah.
Okay. And now you have regrets that you.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, dogs are a pain in the neck. Yeah. I don't have a yard.
Well, that's why we
problem.
Have cats.
Yeah, I should have got a cat.
I agree with that.
Although the cats are waking you up just as much as the dog.
Yeah, but it's not the same. I mean, dogs, you got a lot of work you got to do with dogs. Yeah.
Think about Al, who doesn't want to be bothered, and I understand that. That's part of why he didn't get married. He went out and got a dog while living in a condo and lives down across the street from the beach so that in January when it's 23 degrees and blowing 40 miles an hour, he has to get up at 2 a.m. to walk the dog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds fabulous. Yeah,
that's definitely cutting
That's a good
years.
Time.
Cutting years off my
yeah,
life.
Yeah, that's a good
that
time.
Is I suppose, but I still think you've got the secret to 112.
Yeah,
but
how old is the dog now?
Eight.
Eight.
Okay. And it's a greyhound. One, Eddie.
Right.
But Al finds stress and anger in places that you wouldn't think.
Yeah, I look for it.
Yeah, and he gets annoyed and he gets himself all worked up. And that's stress. One
best diet I've ever seen.
He does eat very, very well.
And I think you're right with the stress level, but I think on weekends it goes down. And I think his diet and he's active. I mean, he walks a ton.
Well, here's another thing, too. And no disrespect to the kids, but he's got no kids.
Right. He's got no kids, no family.
No kids, so, you probably got to,
I know that sounded terrible. I don't mean it that way.
Got no kids, no family, no friends.
You probably got a lot of money stashed. Your money is stashed away because you're not paying, you don't have any kids because a lot of that money goes there, as we know. And even when they get older, it's still going there. Okay? So,
A little stress over the last 24 hours with the stock
market.
Stock market.
You would never get married, right? Never.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Might be 54 at this point.
No,
I think if you're going to have kids, that makes sense.
But I mean, do you worry about being older and just being alone? You worry about that?
No, because people bring that up. Married couples don't die the same day. So someone's going to be alone.
That's true.
Someone's dying alone.
Well, I told my wife, I got to go before her. That's for sure.
Otherwise, then you were married and you died alone anyway.
Yeah.
That is true. Although your years alone could be more than most, but that is true.
She'll do a lot better without me than I'll do without her. I can tell you that.
Wow. Anyhow, this has been an edition of What Does Joe B. Think? All right. When we come back, we'll reset the program. More of you, I promise, with the calls. I got a couple of good ones on the board for Joe. 888-808-1019. It is Joe and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.